USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's her plan to appoint GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger to the House Select Committee to investigate January 6th, just days after the GOP walked out on the panel. That would be my plan, she said when asked by ABC's George Stephanopoulos if she wanted to add him. Kinzinger, a vocal Republican critic of Trump who was one of 10 House Republicans to vote for his second impeachment, would join Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming as the only Republicans on the new select committee. The $3.5 trillion reconciliation measure recently launched by congressional Democrats would likely raise federal deficits despite their assurances to the contrary. At a time of rising inflation and near-record federal red ink, more deficit spending poses many risks we cannot afford. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As coronavirus variants spread, breakthrough cases will go up. But experts say that's not a reason to question vaccines. But there's a lot we don't know about breakthrough cases. Emergency physician Dr. Leanna Nguyen has questions.
What the CDC really needs to do is to start giving us the answers to what is the rate of breakthrough infections? Is it 1 in 1,000 or is it 1 in 10 or is it 1 in 2? I mean, we really literally don't know what is the rate of breakthrough infections and the likelihood of that breakthrough infection ending up in a chain of transmission to others.
Jackie Mason, a rabbi-turned-comedian whose feisty brand of stand-up comedy led him to Catskills nightclubs, West Coast talk shows, and Broadway stages, has died. He was 93. Mason died Saturday evening at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan after being hospitalized for over 2 weeks, the celebrity lawyer Raoul Felder told the Associated Press. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Liberal megadonor George Soros has directed $1 million to an activist group attempting to defund the police as violent crime surges in major urban centers across the nation. Soros sent the $1 million via his Color of Change PAC on May 14th, according to Federal Election Commission files obtained by the Washington Free Beacon. The organization describes itself as the nation's largest online racial justice organization and actively engages in efforts to defund police departments, such as spreading an online petition calling for divesting from and dismantling the systems that unjustly harm black people. The group also has backed a push by the Milwaukee City Council to defund the police. Tim Berg reports on the NFL's strict COVID policy.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.